recording system, the new outfit. But
amen, praise God. I got to read a whole lot, I guess, this morning, but God's been good to me.
The title of the message this morning, and
1 Timothy, the 4th chapter,
the title of the message is Seducing Spirits. Seducing Spirits. Everybody don't agree with this, but that's all right.
It's the Word of God.
Amen. And it's been about a little bit over 2 months now since we was in the hospital. And God kept laying there on Sunday morning. Couldn't come to church with a massive heart attack. And God kept laying this scripture on my mind. I thought, boy, the next Sunday when I get home, and I did preach the next Sunday. A little weakly, but I preached. I thought, I'm going to get to preach this. Boy, God laid it on my heart. I'm going to get to preach this when I get back to church. But I didn't do it, and I ain't got to preach it till now. And I ain't got to preach it yet. But by the grace of God, in another hour, we'll have it done. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Seducing spirits. But that scripture kept running over in my mind, and there wasn't any preaching on the TVs down there. There's all kind of sports. And I got my phone and began to look up for scripture. I didn't even know where it was. I just know the scripture. Began to look it up on my phone. 4th chapter of 1 Timothy. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Expressly, you know, the expressway is quick, faster, it's the short way around. The Spirit speaketh expressly. I mean, it speaks out loud. It lets us know that in the latter times, this is in the last days. In the last days, and we're there. And we can read it on in the scripture that said, even when they were writing the Bible there in John, I believe it was, and he said the Antichrist is even present. There's many Antichrists out there now. So that's been like 2,000 years ago. But he said the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith.
Yes, Lord.
Some shall depart from the faith. Paul said in Thessalonians, except there come a falling away, that there be no need for the Lord to come back. And I've been a Christian, tried to live for God, never been out of church, ain't always been right. But 52 years, I've never seen nothing to compare with what's going on in our land today. I've never seen the seductive spirits, and it don't say spirit, it says spirits. Amen. That's moving in our land and trying to tear down the stronghold of the church.
Yes.
Trying to tear down the foundation of the church.
Yes.
And here as Paul was writing to Timothy, his son in the flesh. Amen. Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. His son that he adopted. He took him in and took him under his arm. And he was trying to send warning to Timothy. He said, go tell them that these seducing spirits are out there. That was 2,000 years ago. The seducing spirits were out there. That was before TV. That was before radio. That was before CB radios. That was before cell phones. That was before all the satellites and the things that is out there today. And it said the seducing spirits are out there. Let me read this verse to you. And he said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Giving heed means that they're paying attention to seducing spirits. And today, bless God, I thought about, and black lives does matter. Black lives does matter. Amen. And I love my black man, and I preached my black man's funeral. Been in black men's services, went to Jamaica and lived with the black people. For 7 days. So I'm not prejudiced. But I'm going to tell you, a white man matters too.
Amen.
Bless God, I see the seducing spirits, and it ain't that they care about the black man. It's to cause trouble, to break down the stronghold of the glory of God. It's to break down everything that our president has tried to stand up for. It's to bring our country under bondage to sin. Amen. It's a work straight out of hell. Satan sent by Satan, glory to God. Seducing spirits, and we can believe what we want to believe, but we sit back, and I'm not educated, but I ain't a dummy, honey. I've sat back and seen the Spirit of God working this thing, and I've seen God showing us. Today, He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. Amen. Glory to God. If we're going to serve God, we better grab a hold of the horns of the altar and finish this race, glory to God, with patience. And if we're going to serve the devil and go ahead and play around on God and the house of God and the profession of our faith, if we're going to do that, let's just go wholehearted for the devil. Let's quit being in the middle. I try to be a Christian today and a sinner tomorrow. Glory to God, and still think we're going to heaven. God has called out a separated person. I was a drunk, glory to God, headed for a devil's hell. And Jesus saved my soul. I had no need for the alcohol anymore. I had no need for the bars and the hell holes of the world. I had a need to get in the house of God. To see my brother and sister revived. To see their souls stirred. To see, glory to God, the help that God has got. When He comes to one that's sick and troubled. One that can't get out of the floor. Because sin has struck them down to nothing. And the mighty hand of God move up on them. And send them out to do a work for Him. I'm glad, glory to God, as I laid there and read that scripture. Some of you believe this and some won't. But the Bible said that the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times. It speaks expressly. We can believe this or we can let it go by. But I laid on my bed. I had the heart attack in the woods there, and I walked to the house and I laid down on the bed, and a sweat was running. This was June the 19th. And I didn't tell my wife, and I went in. Some of you heard this. But I laid down on the bed and I was laying there talking to God. I knew what it was. I said, it's a heart attack. But I'd done prayed. We was in revival. I'd got in shape to die. Can I tell you something? If you ain't in shape to die today, you need to hit an altar and get in shape to die. And I'm laying there talking to God, what do you want me to do? And Janet finally come in the bedroom there, and I said, Mom, I'm having a heart attack, probably 4 o'clock in the evening. She said, you kidding me? I carry on all the time. I said, no, this time I ain't kidding, honey. I'm having a heart attack. She said, I'm going to call 911. I said, not now. I'm talking to God. Yeah. She slipped out and called Todd, my son. Amen. But I was talking to God, and God said, you can go ahead and come home. I'm telling you the truth. I wasn't lying, church. God said, you can come on home and be with me now if that's what you want. But He said, you can go on and get some help and go back and finish your work. So, okay, let me tell you something today, church. We've got a work to finish, glory to God. We've got a work that we don't need to lay down and quit along the way. Too many of us, maybe we've not had a heart attack, but we've laid the work that God has given us to do aside, and we've not went on with the Word of God. We've backed up on the Word of God. We got preacher after preacher in different places that don't stand on the Word of God anymore. Pat them on the back and say, we're just in the flesh. You're just an alcoholic and you're just in the flesh. I'm going to tell you, an old outwood drunk, glory to God. God took care of my alcohol. God cleaned up my mouth. I was an old bricklayer. I had a filthy mouth. Never no women around. Out on the job, honey. A filthy mouth. God cleaned up my mouth. I'm glad. Glory to God. He put me in the house of the living God. He put some love in my heart. He stirred my soul. Glory to God. And He gave me something to talk about. I don't have to get drunk to talk about Jesus. I know He's real. He's a healer. He's a redeemer today. He'll lift you up when you're down. He'll soothe you when you're hurt. I'm glad He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to God. But He said, without a shadow of a doubt, in the Word of God, He said plainly in the Word of God, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And today I want us to look and to listen to what is going on today, honey. Walmart is more important than church. Lowe's is more important than church. I see people that will walk from that end of the parking lot all the way around and be led through a bunch of cones to come in this way. And both three doors is open into the church. I bless God and they won't come into the church. You don't have to wear a mask if you don't want to, and you can if you want to. You don't have to shout like Bill if you don't want to. But it's all right if you do want to. We've been set free by the blood of the Lamb, and we went back in bondage. We said, I'm going to pay a little attention to the seducing spirits. I'm scared to death. I'm going to die. I ain't afraid of death today. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad today there's a better place to go. This life, if I never go back to it, it don't matter today. We've listened. We've took heed to the seducing spirits.
Amen.
I want us to listen to something. And I'm not a politician. But maybe they're doing everything that they can to get our president beat down. And I didn't know this till a couple of weeks ago. That if they fumble around and don't have an election, then the House Speaker steps up into the presidents in January, one date in January. How many wants Miss, I can't even call her name, Miss Potty, I'd be good. How many wants her for president to lead our nation? Can I tell you, we're going back under bondage. A nation that was established on God. A nation that put their trust in God. And a nation that stepped back and said, I'm not going to stand up against Corona. I'm not going to stand up against these hypocrites. I'm not going to stand up against these newfangled things they call the Bible. I'm not going to stand up against these songs that they're singing and making fun of my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to stand up against abortion. I'm not going to stand against these gays, glory to God, and the gay rights. I'm just going to sit in my rocking chair and do nothing. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. It's time that we stand up. I'm telling you, glory to God, the gay rights don't have no power over me. If they can fly their flag, I can fly my flag. I can lift up my holy hands to God. Amen. And ain't enough devils in hell to stop it. I can give God praise, honor, and glory. The seducing spirits has come across the TV and got half of the church world scared to death. I'm going to tell you, we need to renew our vows with God. We need to come back to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I failed. I've repented. I've listened to too many seducing spirits. I've paid too much attention to the world and the things of the world. I need to come back to you. Glory to God, I'm ready to give my life for you. I'm ready to be offered up for you. I'm ready to lay down my life for you. It's time, glory to God, that we can walk by the schoolhouse and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. There was a time we could pray in school. There was a time we could read the Bible in school. But gradually they've taken it away. The preacher in California said the black lives were trying to get in to our schools and shut our schools down in California. My way of looking at it, sin starts in California and heads east real fast. Amen. We need to stand up for Jesus. Our schools that were so important 2 years ago that was going to get everybody, nobody left behind. Today we got them all thrown outside. There's confusion in our school. There's confusion in our churches. The church members, the body. I'm talking about the body of Christ. One sitting over there and one sitting over yonder. Another out back and another out yonder. They don't like Brother Bill, but they're wrong. Glory to God, they've listened to seducing spirits. They're afraid to let God work in their life. If they're right with God, they'd be glad to die. Hey, man, it looks better on the other side than it does now. I'm going to tell you the only reason I'm here today. Glory to God. God said your work ain't done. Your work ain't done. The other side look better, church. Glory to God. Seducing spirits trying to drag me down the gutter. The seducing spirits, they'll send you a phone call. They'll send you a letter. They'll do whatever they can do to break your spirits. Yes. I've had some in the church trying to break my spirits. Yes. I said, Bill, you're a little too hard. You need to lighten up on this. You need to back down on this corona. It's sent straight out of hell, glory to God, and we've eaten it up like sardines. We need to spit it out and say, it's bitter to my soul. I'm not eating this junk. I'm going to serve God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I won't get done today if I don't hurry, will I? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils. Maybe the NIV. And I had some of my best friend preachers tell me they wasn't going to preach against this. But it's took the blood out. It's took the saving grace of God out. It's doing everything it can do to take the power of God out. Seducing spirits. Can I tell you something? In 1959, when me and Janet got married, 61 years ago yesterday, 61 years ago, if they had brought a King James Bible out there, I knew what it said. But if they'd have bought NIV out, I said, you got the wrong book, and I was lost. I was lost. Can I tell you something today? They're sitting in church that don't know the difference. Amen. They're carrying the wrong book. Amen. They're carrying the wrong book. Me and Butch took a red songbook into the prison. And the chaplain said, that come over on Noah's Ark. Bless God, we might ought to get back on Noah's Ark. Amen. Amen. We might need to get back, glory to God, and realize where we've failed, where we've come short, where we've departed from the faith. I'm going to tell you, the old ways is still good. Amen. They laugh at me. I had done a phone call, and a woman said, I'm going to send you an email. I never did get it. Duh. You don't get it on a pocket radio, do you? I give her my address. But I didn't get it. And she asked me. I went and asked her. I said, how is it supposed to work when I get my email? She said, I sent it, and it never did come. She said, it probably went to spam. I said, spam? I said, that, don't you remember we used to take that old key and twist the lid off and get spam out and fry it? So they'll send me a key if I get it out of spam, won't they? We need a laugh once in a while. And I didn't say that ignorantly. I just don't know. I didn't know spam was on my computer. I'll have that for breakfast tomorrow. Amen. But think how far we've come down the road.
That's it.
Us old folks. I thought one time on CB radios, I thought, Lord have mercy, this has got to be the end of it. Everybody talked to everybody everywhere else. And they put up tires and buy what they bought, lanyards and all that good stuff to send out the fire. We spent thousands of dollars for communication and let the Word of God die in our lives. Amen. Let me read on. He said in the second verse, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I'm going to tell you something today, church. If we fool around and take heed to these seducing spirits, our conscience will be seared as with a hot iron. And every one of you will listen to me and tell me I'm telling the truth. When we were in school, if we had a long vacation, it was so hard to go back. If we had time off for Christmas, oh, we loved eating that cake and cookies and chicken at Grandma's house, and we hated to go back to school. Can I tell you, it's the same thing. We hate to go back to church when we've been out for a while.
Right.
Amen. So there's many sitting out there enjoying what they're doing. But they're not doing the work of God.
Amen.
They're not in the battlefield. They're playing games. They're taking care of self.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, they're going to need a cemetery to be buried in.
Yeah.
They're going to need somebody to preach the word.
Yeah.
They're going to need some pallbearers to call the body.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Some of y'all please carry me to the grave. Don't let Janet do it all. Amen. She's carried me for 61 years. But think about it. Said our conscience becomes seared as with a hot iron. And when you scorch something, then it ain't no more count. It's scorched. It's hard over.
Yeah.
It's hard over. It's crusted. A piece of meat that's been burnt and scorched. I don't want that thing. I don't want that. It's seared. Your conscience is seared. Then the Word of God don't penetrate. Then when the Spirit of God speaks expressly to us, we don't have it. We won't have it. We shut it off. Say, preacher, you're picking on me. I'm picking on every church in our community that's still afraid to worship God. I'm picking on everyone that's still sitting in their cars and the church door open. Are you helping Corona and our governor and our state to shut down the house of the living God? Now, we can have it any way we want to. I know my family's saying, Bill, why don't you hush? I will one day, honey. How about we say we love God? How about we're afraid to come to His house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd hate to tell y'all I'd love Janet 61 years, but I ain't going to her house no more. Yeah. I did one time open my door and throw my cap in. I've been gone a couple of days. That's been a long time ago. My cap come back out the door and I went and got in the car. Yeah, she's mean too. She's mean too. I'm going to tell you what we need in our homes. We need Jesus in our homes. Let me read on. I don't need to read all this. There's too much of it. But he said, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat. I thought about that bunch of that bunch of heathens.
Yeah.
Amen. That don't want the man to marry. Now they are playing with little boys. Am I not telling the truth?
Yep.
And then we're standing up for them, but they're saying, don't marry a woman. God said it's abomination. What have they done? Their conscience is seared as with a hot iron. Amen. They took heed to seducing spirits. And he said in the fourth verse, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. The fifth verse said, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Praise God. It's sanctified by the word of God. Let me jump down here to about the ninth verse. And he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. What did Paul say? He said, we labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God.
Amen.
Honey, we believe the lie from the seducing spirits of the devil, amen, that's told us we won't have to suffer. If you're hurting, it's because you don't love God, honey. I'm going to tell you, I'm willing to suffer for the glory of God, for the name of Jesus' sake. I'm telling you, my Jesus died on the cross, honey, that I could be set free today. The angels come and roll back the stone, amen, that I could be set free today. I'm glad the same spirit came to my house, the little house that's gone now in Logap, and rolled back the stone of sin and let me out of that bondage and save my soul. Am I going to be weak enough to let the government and Corona run me back into this? I thought about as we walked the streets of Cuba, amen, and then they were under bondage, and especially in the southeastern part of Cuba, and they couldn't have, they had soldiers everywhere with guns, and they'd come in, and you couldn't say nothing about Castro or our president or the Bible, and you couldn't even carry your Bible in so many of the places, amen, you just had to rear back and preach. And then we want socialism in our country, and then we want communism in our country. I'm going to tell you, we don't know what dictatorship is, honey, in this country. We've been to three or four countries where dictatorship was ruling. I'm glad I live in a free country. I'm glad I'm born in a free country. I'm glad I'm an American. And if I ever get tired of it, I'll try to ship off somewhere else. Amen. The only way I'm going to get tired of it is the gates of pearl open up and say, come on in, thy good and faithful servant. It's time that we worship God in spirit and in truth. Let me jump over here. I got some scripture that I want to read. Seducing spirits is to lead astray. You teenagers know more about this sexual activity that's going on today in the land than I'll ever know about it. It wasn't that way when I grew up. But I thought about the seducing spirits to lead astray. And the drug addictions that's in our land today. How they seduce you. And I do remember it. You know, you just go ahead and drink one and you'll be all right. It's temptation, honey. Seducing spirits, it tempts you. And it entices you to do something wrong. So as any seducing spirits pass by our way today, let me tell you something. It's nothing but a seducing spirit that tells you to stay out of the house of God. It ain't of God. Nowhere can you find in the Bible that it's of God to stay out of the house of God. Amen. Jesus Christ died on the cross, amen, and set up the church that you and I could come together and be the body of Christ. So what is the body of Christ today? It's the church, amen. It's every one of us working together, getting a job done for the glory of God. And when it get time and when a good time comes, just rear back and shout. When it ain't too convenient, just bow down and pray. When things are looking bad, glory to God, testify of what God has done for you. Amen. When they've got you just about beat in the ground, it's time, glory to God, to tell them what Jesus has done for us. Amen. So we read here in Colossians, and he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the ruinments of the world. The ruinments, and I may not pronounce it right, but the ruinments of the world, it's not a developed world. Honey, mankind is trying to take us astray.
Yes.
Mankind is trying to tear us down. Scientific is trying to tear us down. And not after Christ, glory to God. Let me read, I'm going to hurry. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to get out of the way. First John chapter 2. I preached out the first part of this. Sure as this world, I preached out the first part of this Wednesday night. But the Lord told us if we love one another, there'd be no occasion of stumbling. But we jump down to the 26th verse, and it said, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you.
Yes.
He told us about the Antichrist, and that's what I just quoted to you. The Antichrist shall come. He's already here. Amen. And he's out here to seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same armor teacheth you of things, and in truth it is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Let me turn over to Mark. I want to read a little bit in Mark right here. I'm just going to read it and not preach if I can help it. The 13th chapter of Mark. And some think you're going to be in the tribulation. Some think you don't. You make up your own mind. It's not any of my business what you think. Mark 13. I'm going to start at the 14th verse. Mark 13. The 14th verse. But he said, when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand where it ought not. Let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. The abomination of desolation, that's where the Christ the Antichrist sets up and says, I'm God. Yep. When you see this thing coming into place, can we not see today that this thing is coming into place?
Yeah, it is.
It's coming into place fast. We don't want the real law. We don't want the Word of God. We don't want nobody that stands for God. We like sin. We like sin. We like dominion. We like to have power. Let me go on. And let him that is on the housetop not go down unto the house. Neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. It says, don't look back. That's what it's saying. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But he said, but woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. The 18th verse. And a sinner don't pray, because the Bible tells me in John 9 that God don't hear a sinner's prayer. But he says right here in the 18th verse, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter.
Amen.
So he's talking to Christians. So down in the valley of Judea, on the west bank of the Jordan River, it's uphill almost all the way till you get up to Jerusalem. And I remember a lady that's supposed to have been a Bible scholar even going into the jails and talking to people about the Lord. She said, what in the world does this mean? Honey, it's a battle if you got a baby on your side. And it said, pray that you don't have to go in the wintertime. But when you got to take a journey, can I tell you something? They couldn't call 911 and get an ambulance. They didn't have a car. Glory to God. They were walking. When this was written down, they had to walk out of Judea up that mountain to Jerusalem. And it was steep and it was rugged. And we rode it one time in a van. Right, it rode up that old mountain, and there's nothing but open fields. There ain't no Walmarts, can I tell you? You can't stop along the road and get you a drink. There ain't no pop machines. There ain't no watering holes. Can I tell you, it's rough. Pray that it ain't in the winter. That's what he said. Children, pray that it be as easy on you as it can be. And he said, in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except, listen to what the Word of God said, and except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom He hath chosen, He has shortened the days.
Yes,
glory to God, He shortened the days that we, and who is the elect? The Bible said it's those that He chose.
Amen.
Not them that are called, but them that are called and chosen.
Amen.
So it's the devout. How about it, Jamie? You can say amen right there. Say it loud enough I can hear it. Amen.
Amen.
The elect of God. That ain't talking about two or three out yonder. That's talking about the elect of God.
Amen.
That's done what they can do. That's laid down their life. That's willing to go.
Amen.
He said in Revelation, till a few more be killed for my name's sake, amen, then will the blood be avenged at their hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Chosen, he that has shortened his days. And that, then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. 22nd verse. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise. They said they shall rise. And show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. So what I'm talking about, if we're half-hearted Christians, are we the elect? If we've got something else on our mind besides church and the Word of God this morning, are we the elect? If we're wanting or wish we hadn't been here or wish that we could get it over with and the preacher would hush, are we the elect? We don't consider there might be somebody here who needs every word of this.
Amen.
And you might even be one of them.
Right.
You might even be one of them. Wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all of these things. That's Mark. Glory to God. I'm glad that Mark told us. I'm going to jump over into Revelations. I'm telling you, I'm shutting down quickly. Jump over into Revelations. The seven churches of Asia Minor, the Spirit of God. He said, hear. He that's got an ear, hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. So we the church, need to be speaking to the world. The Lord is speaking to the churches.
Amen.
Are we telling the world that Jesus is soon coming back? Are we telling them? I can tell them Corona's real and the flu is real. But I'm going to tell you something else. There's more people killed in car wrecks than there is the flu. So don't get in your car and drive. Now, Bill, you getting meddling. I'm telling you the truth. It's more dangerous. It's more dangerous. Revelations 2. Here it is. 2:18. And when the angel of the church at Thyatira write, "These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass." Man, that's going to be something to look at. "I know thy works, and their charity, their love, and their service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and at least to do more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess." How many of them out there today calling herself prophetess? "To teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not." So the Lord is long-suffering. He gave us chance to repent. He gave Jezebel all that Jezebel done. He gave her a place to repent, and she would not do it. She just wouldn't do it. Let me go back, and I'm going to finish right here shortly. Go back to 1 Timothy in the 4th chapter, and he said, "These things command and teach." He said in the 12th verse, "Let no man despise thy youth, but if thou be thou an example to the believer in the word." Who did he say? Be an example of the believer in the word, of in conversation, in charity, in our love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation," that's warning, "to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee." You've all got a gift.
Amen.
Hey, I've talked to every one of you. You got a tongue.
Amen.
Some's longer than others, but you got a tongue. We need to use it for the glory of God, which was given thee by the prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Tonight we got a preacher and a deacon to be ordained here at Mount Vernon Church. And you know, we need the presbytery, the church. We need the men of God to lay their hands on them. He said, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee." The gift was given thee by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. God still uses mankind. Whether we want to have it or not, God still uses mankind. He said, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." Amen. My friend, are we giving it all to God? Are we giving everything to God? Let me read what Ezekiel says, and I'm going to quit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord had this thing under control in Genesis.
Amen.
And when he finished up, old John finished up writing in Revelation, Lord still had it under control.
Amen.
I'd like to tell you something. The Lord knew my future in 1968 when he visited my house. When he come into my temple and set up his abode in my temple. Oh, the Holy Ghost power of God. I'm glad, glory to God, I didn't have to be in this church that day, but God spoke to me down there in the hospital. Amen. But I'm glad quick as I got out of there, I could come back to the house of God and hear what He had to say.
Amen.
Share what God had done for us.
Yes.
Share what God has done for us.
Yes.
And He said in Ezekiel 13, "They have seduced my people," not the world, "but these false prophets have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar." Always used to like to preach that. You can find it over in Peter. But I was a brick mason, I understood untempered mortar. And water represents the Spirit of God. And if ain't no water and mortar, it don't stick to the wall. It's just dust and it'll blow away. If ain't no Spirit of God, come on, church. If ain't no Spirit of God in you, amen, it'll just blow away.
Yes. Yeah.
Many come. I've watched them. Some was grinning bigger when they left than they was when they come in. They come in with a burden. God took care of the little burden and never gave their whole life to Him. But He answered their prayer and they went out the door happy. They think they're saved. They don't even know Jesus. And us liberal-lidded preachers, we take them down the creek and baptize them. They still don't know Jesus.
Amen.
All we do is go down and stir up a muddy water and aggravate the fish. Amen. It's something to being saved.
Amen.
There's a continuance to finish. And he said some of them went and built a wall. And I thought about it. I want you to look at this as you've seen it on TV. They're building a wall of Corona. And it's across the whole nation. And then here comes that bunch, and they're daubing it. They're right, untempered mortar. And they're being led by seducing spirits.
Yes, Lord help us.
Because they got untempered mortar. And you can go ahead and read in Ezekiel, and the Bible said, ooh, the hair stood right up on my arm. I'm a winner. Trinder, I'm a winner. Glory to God. The Bible said the wall fell. The wall fell. So I've got enough good old common sense till I look up our town that's daubing that with untempered mortar, and I know that's a temporary wall. I'm just about to take off on my bad leg. God's been good to me. Amen. I'm glad He allowed, Betty, the Holy Spirit of God. Tempered me up. Amen. Till if I'll stay in the will of God. Amen. I glory be unto God. I don't have to fall. I don't have to be beat down by the gates and the chains and the bondage that they're trying to put on us today. Glory to God. I can still read the Word of God. I need a little in my heart, glory to God, that I can rejoice when I don't have the Bible with me. I need till I can hear the Spirit of God that speaks expressly to them, glory to God. And He said that we'll fall away. Is anybody as spiritual as they was before Corona hit? I'm going to tell you why we ain't. He said, have faith, believing, and doubting not.
Hey!
We just sort of doubted.
Yeah.
I thought, look, can I be honest with y'all? I was talking to him about it 2 weeks ago when I was preaching. They called me on Monday. And I'd been feeling pretty good. It'd been a month since I'd had my heart attack or a little over. Everything was going good. And they called me from Winston. My pacemaker showed up in Winston and said, your pulse is 230.
It's all right. Bless you, Lord.
I said, you made a mistake. I said, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But can I tell you something? I think I mentioned it Wednesday night. Fear. Beat on my head. And I thought, well, I ain't going to be able to preach.
Come on, preacher.
I'm pretty quick, but I can't stay up with 230 beats a minute. And I thought, I'm done. I was sitting on the porch when they called me.
Come on.
Wipe it away, Lord. Wipe it away.
Amen.
On Wednesday, I done the stress test. And they couldn't find nothing. Said I was abnormal. Everybody I've ever talked to said I was abnormal. I ain't never been just plain old normal. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So give me a good chance to witness to a registered nurse. I said, you watch your monitor. You tell me what comes up on it when I go back over in Galax. You let me know.
Yeah.
She kept me like 15 minutes longer, no extra charge. She said, I've not seen anything.
Amen.
Them little humps is a bouncing just perfect.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil will put fear in your life.
Yes, he will.
He'll scare you, you're going to lose your wife.
Yes,
he'll scare you, you're going to lose your car.
Yes.
Amen. I've laid awake at night wondering where my young'uns is at. All night long.
Yeah.
Our phone beeped about 3 different times last night, and one of them was a dog, and I don't know who them other 2 was. But think about it. When your monitor beeps at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's something going on. There's something going on. Our world is lost and undone without God.
Exactly.
Church, let's get right.
Yes, amen.
Shannon, if you will, get us a song.
Lord, help us today.
Maybe I want us to think about the false doctrines that's in our land today. The seducing spirits. I remember, I'd slip out the window at home when I was a teenage boy, 12, 13 years old. I'd slip out the back window and go drink. And that seducing spirit would tell me, you'll never be a drunk. And they'd fix me up with a beer. They could buy it. The older ones. Them seducing spirits. And I didn't recognize what it was. I thought they liked me. I thought they were trying to help me. They're going to make a man out of me. The seducing spirits straight out of hell to kill me. Honey, they wanted me in hell. Satan was reaching out wanting me in hell. Can I tell you today, that's what he wants with you. He wants you in hell. But Jesus is sending out salvation. The pure word of God.
Hey.
Unadulterated,
hey.
The pure word of God.
Hey.
He'll save your soul. He'll fix your problems. He'll take care of you in the midst.
Hey.
If you will, stand to your feet. Come as God speaks to our heart.
Yeah.